south side of the county line. Somebody's poor, somebody's dying. The boss don't pay, the sun don't shine on the south side of the county line. Another store on Main just failed, and the Johnson boys can't make.
Steel Blossoms in the WETF studio for a Roots Down session. That song from their new self-titled album, Steel Blossoms and County Line. Welcome to Roanoke. You guys are stopping off en route back home to Nashville today after playing up in the Richmond area. You got a long trip ahead of you. Thank you for stopping in and doing some songs for us.
Hey, thanks so much for having us. Yeah.
This is a great album here, the one you have. This is, what, your third release, second full album? So it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, and only our first release with a record label behind it. So it's really exciting for us.
And not a lightweight record label either. You're on a record label. You were the first to sign to the new label with Jerry Sally down in Nashville.
Yeah, we are honored, to say the least.
Yeah, absolutely.
Award-winning songwriter himself, well-established in the music business down there, and a producer. Like I say, not lightweight. You did well to get on there. And this is a great release, too, with the songs you have on it. Let's back up and talk about how you got together first. And you started off, you met in festivals around the Pittsburgh area, Pennsylvania?
Yeah, Sarah and I were both from around the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania area. And we were both just kind of in the local music scene, playing little festivals here and there. There was a bigger artist in our area that we were both playing with and opening up for. And so we met each other a couple of times before we started singing together.
Yeah, and it's crazy. It's been a number of years since that first time, but it took maybe about 3 years for us to actually full-time start singing together. I actually had a full band, and Haley auditioned for it. And it was just this instant chemistry that was just unexplainable.
Mm-hmm.
And it was even before our friendship, it was just this chemistry on stage with the harmonies. And we had the full band, and eventually we figured out that we were the two of the whole band that really wanted to continue as a career. So that's kind of how we synced up to go to Nashville.
Yeah.
And you started doing this full-time as a duo in 2011, started writing in 2012. It takes a lot of gumption just to up and move to Nashville and say, I'm going to be a recording artist.
She's my rebel friend. Everybody needs one.
I always had this fear of what if. You know, I remember telling my parents, I'm either going to do it now or I'm going to do it when I'm 40 with two kids and nobody wants that.
Midlife crisis.
Yeah. So I said I should probably do it now.
But yeah, I mean, and you know, Nashville is not an easy place. So there's obviously a strong community of artists there, and there's a lot of support for artists that are struggling. But still, it's hard to get down there and get established and get your name out there. But you perform down there all the time, don't you?
Yeah, we play about 3 or 4 times a week when we're in Nashville, but we travel quite a bit. We realized in moving to Nashville that even though you're there and you're where everything's happening, you still have to play out of town to really, really spread your name.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we do a lot of house concerts.
Well, Sarah Zebley on guitar and fiddle coming up, and you do the harmonies, and Haley Prosser, guitar and vocals here at Steel Blossoms from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And yes, indeed, the steel does refer to the hometown in Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah, it sure does.
And we always like to say that's where we blossomed as people and musicians, and
yeah,
we're proud of where we come from.
All right. Well, let's hear another song from this new album. I think you're going to do one of my favorites. What is it?
This is called You're the Reason I Drink. And it was actually so funny, the story behind it. It was the first song that we wrote together when we moved to Nashville. And never, ever did we think that it was going to go anywhere, that people would care 4 years later. So mm-hmm. We're just blessed by that. And it's an audience favorite because you can just shout and sing along. And it's kind of a fun interactive tune.
Yeah.
It's called You're the Reason I Drink.
Find those empty bottles in the corner of the closet, and you're thinking that I've lost my way. Well, you roll your eyes and yell how I'm putting you through hell. Keep on nagging at me every day. While you're overanalyzing and you're overdramatizing, did you ever even stop to think you're the reason I drink? You're the reason I throw a couple back. You're the reason my new best friend is Jack. I ain't pouring all my problems down the kitchen sink.
Everybody sing along.
You're the reason I drink.
Everybody's got somebody here.
Sure do. I was feeling kind of cautious when you brought me to her office. You were thinking this would set me free. Now I'm sitting on a couch trying to spill my troubles out while she's taking little notes on me. I'm reaching for my flask thinking she's a quack. When I saw the doctor wink, you're the reason I drink. You're the reason I throw a couple back. You're the reason my new best friend is Jack. Now here's a toast to my new favorite shrink.
All together now.
You're the reason I drink. You're the reason I throw a couple back. You're the reason my new best friend is Jack. And if you're wondering why my water started looking pink.
Well, it ain't water.
You're the reason I drink. You're the reason I drink. You're the reason I drink.
Roots Down Radio sessions recorded live in the WVTF studio. Search Roots Down at WVTF.org.
Thank you.
my trailer neighbor. She's always there to do a favor, catch me up on what's been going down. My coos in labor, whose mugshot made the paper, whose man's been out bothering the town. If I need a cigarette, a good cry, or some Aquanet, or someone to send prayers to the Savior, cause she's my trailer neighbor. She's always there to do a favor.